Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary.
Yep.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners, and thank you all for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We have a few rules on Street Talk. I ask that you all please do not use profanity.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk listeners. Thank you for calling Street Talk, where we are on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. I am your host, Ms. Reddy. I ask that you all do not use profanity, and I also ask that you all put your phones on mute. If you have background noises so that nobody else can hear your noise. We're on live every Friday night from 8 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. You can reach us by dialing 310-982-4126. That's 310-982-4126. We usually have open talk. I appreciate all the callers that call in every Friday night. We do this, like I said, every Friday night. I am your host. Today is Christmas. It's a holiday. And I know a lot of people are doing their own thing on tonight. So I don't know if I have a lot of callers or a lot of listeners, but if not, I want y'all to know that God is love. And on Christmas Day and any other day of the year, you're supposed to spread love, happiness, and family. That's what I think the holiday is all about. I don't think it's all about just giving. I think it's about love, happiness, family, and peace. And I feel like if we have all those things, then we're doing a great job. And I would like to say anybody that does not do those things, I wish you all would start to practice those things because God is love, and it's written in the Bible that God is love. As usual, I start off by sharing some Bible quotes. I would like to start off by sharing a Bible verse which is in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 7, where it says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice of wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things." That is talking about love and what love has to offer. And like I said before, God is love. So with that being said, we should all learn to love one another and love to respect one another, because without respect and without love, we're nothing in this world. And those are some very interesting points. When you get into your Bible and you start to read, start to learn what the word is saying, and what the word is saying to me on that, when it says love is patient and kind, I feel like we should apply that. We can apply that to our daily life by being patient, by gaining patience and learning to listen to one another and not being so quick to judge one another when things go wrong or when things are going right. We should learn to help steer each other in the right direction. Be patient enough to listen, not so quick to speak, because when a person is trying to tell you something, they're wanting you to listen. If a person is trying to tell me something, I decide that I would like to listen to the whole situation before I speak, because sometimes just by listening to the entire thing, the first beginning of it may not be what they're just trying to tell you. They're trying to tell you something into its completion, in which I have a guy brother that I talk to all the time, and I be kind of upset when I talk to him, because things like when I ask you a question, I like you to get straight to the point, and I don't like you to go all the way around the world before you answer what I'm saying. And I tell him, well, sometimes I'm trying to tell you all the details in order for you to understand what's going on, because after I get you to understand what's all going on, then I can tell you the point, because if I can't tell you the details, then sometimes you might not get the point. I want you to visualize the whole thing. So anybody that knows me knows that I like for a person to listen, and like, don't judge me. If a person is asking you their opinion, if a person comes to you and they want to talk to you about something, they want to know your opinion anyway, but they want you to just listen to what they have to say first and then give your opinion. I mean, if a person don't apply your opinion to their life, because everybody is entitled to an opinion, and I feel like that's why some people come to you and they ask you for advice, because they do want your opinion, but you have to be kind to learn the person that you're dealing with and be keen to their feelings and their viewpoints, because if you don't be keen to their viewpoints, they may not come back and ask you for no advice, because they feel like you may not give them the best advice, you know? And when the person feel like you're not giving them your best advice, you know, then they're not going to ask you for help anymore. And I don't want a person to not come to me for any help, because we're all here to help one another. It teaches you that in the Bible, you know? And another verse, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verses 8, it says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That means even if you say that you love God for your relatives are your family, your friends, anybody that you've had around you that you consider your family, not just your immediate family, that's your uncles, your aunts, your cousins, everybody that's around you that you consider your family. It says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for the members of his household, I mean, especially the members of your household, that means the people that's living right among you, if you can't be nice to them, then how can you be nice to another person? You know, that's self-explanatory. Another person not supposed to come before the people inside the house. So you're supposed to provide for everybody inside the house. I don't care if you're a child. A child is supposed to provide by giving love, respect, and honor to the parents. And a mother is supposed to cater to the husband and the children. And the husband is supposed to cater to everybody inside the household. It is set up God first, the husband, the wife, the children, and everything else falls under. So I'm a firm believer in that. Said he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever if you don't provide for your family, the members in your household, or your relatives. That means you just, even if you did have faith, that's just like if you don't provide for your family, God sees, like people say God is not hateful. He's not hateful. He is love, but he do have rules, I believe. That's just my understanding of things. And it's telling you right here in the Bible, it says, if you don't show love to your family members, your relatives, and your friends, well, your family members in your household, and it's like your friends right there in that verse, you can't take, and I can't take nothing from it or put nothing into it. It said, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for his members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That's just like not believing in Christ at all. That's like being worthless. And, I mean, I don't know if nobody would like to be worthless in God's eyes. I would like my father to recognize me, and I'm ready to go into the new world translation of things. I want to be able to go with God and see what the new kingdom is going to be like. I don't know if it's going to be paradise here on earth or wherever the paradise is going to be, but I know wherever it is, I want to be there. And sometimes people tend to not be around you because they want to judge you for what you've done in the past and things of that nature. And so some people won't even be around you and give you a chance to even express your new self to them. And I find that to be a bad thing, because if a person is trying to express their new self to you, how can you even know that they have something new or have something beneficial or something new to say if you're not even willing to just give them a chance, you know? And if you're not giving them a chance, then that's on you. I mean, because the world is beautiful. And, I mean, if a person has started learning about the Bible and started learning to do what's right, then I feel like you should give them a chance to at least express that to you before you be so judgmental and talk bad about them. And you have a lot of people in this world that does talk bad about you instead of just even listening or even trying to get to understand what you are saying. And that's sad. I find that very sad. And people miss out on their blessings because of being ignorant. You know, that's a part of being ignorant. And if you be ignorant, I mean, nobody can make you listen. Nobody can make you do anything. You have to want to do it for yourself. That's why I find myself without friends, because if I'm your friend, I should be able to tell you what to do. If I can't tell you what to do or even share with you what to do or even try to guide you in a way that you should go, then I'm not your friend. You can't even consider me as your friend. I don't know about anybody else that's listening on the phone, but if I can't tell my friends what to do or give them no advice, then I don't consider that person my friend. That's just like an enemy to me. What are you sitting among me for? I'm trying to figure out at that point, why are you around me? Why do you even want to be around me? That's crazy. Okay, let me get back to some of these Bible verses. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says, "We love because he first loved us." God first loved us. So, I mean, that's self-explanatory, right? I mean, we love because he first loved us. That's just point blank, period. You can't get nothing else from it but what it says. Okay. Also, let's see. In Exodus, it goes into talking about loving and honoring. Exodus 20, chapter 20, verse 12, it says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." Okay, the Lord God gave us this world. He gave us this land, and it's basically saying, honor your mother and your father. That means that's the people that had you. So if you can't learn to love them, then you're pretty much worthless anyway. You're just like out here for nothing. I mean, if you can't honor your mother and father, that says a lot for you. And you have people in this world that say, forget them. They didn't do nothing for me. Okay, so what if your parents didn't do nothing for you? If they had to, you should still say thank you and still say thank you to the Heavenly Father for even blessing them to even come into contact with each other to have you, because you here on this earth is a blessing within itself, because we're all God's children, and he put us here whether we want to be here or not. So that's why when people talk about committing suicide and stuff like that, I can't understand that, because that's not something that I would want to do to myself, because why would you want to kill yourself? Why would you want to hurt yourself? That's kind of bonkers for you to want to hurt yourself. I wouldn't dare try to hurt myself at all. That's crazy when they say, do you want to commit suicide? Somebody needs to teach people that, no, you don't commit suicide, because that's not the right way to go. That's just like giving yourself away, like sending yourself straight to the devil, like without nothing. That's nothing. You have nothing if you commit suicide. What else do you have? You don't have anything. There's nothing else to have. That's just like doing nothing. You're just there. That's not good. That's not a good thing at all to do. Do I have any callers online? Let me see if I have any callers online. I don't know if I have any callers online because my switchboard is messing up. if you're online and I can't get to you, hang up and just call back, and I can put you on. I'm not sure if I do have any calls or not, but right now it's showing no callers. But let me continue my talk because my talk is still good. Whether people call in or not, I'm still here. 310-982-4126. Okay. Let's see. Okay. It talks about 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong of a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, all mysteries, and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Wow, that's something, ain't it? It's saying, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong, meaning I'm just loud and just talking for nothing if I don't have love. No matter what I speak, I can talk with anybody. If I don't have love, I'm nothing, it's basically saying. It says, and if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains but not have love, I am nothing. It's basically telling you, without love, you're nothing. But people say, I don't love you. I don't have faith in you. I don't like you. You don't have to have faith in man. You're supposed to have faith in the Holy Father. You're supposed to have faith in the Heavenly Father up above. And through him, we can do all things. It says, if I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. It's like if you give your body, even if you give your body to Christ, you haven't gave your heart to Christ, and you don't show love, no matter what you do, it's still telling you right here in the Bible that if you don't love, you are nothing. You have nothing. It's just like you're out here for nothing. Like, what are you doing? If you don't show love, don't have love, then you are nothing. It's written. Okay, it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. We talked about that a while ago. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. Okay, when it say it does not insist on its own way, that means what? I'm trying to think. That means it does not insist on its own way. That would mean you can't make love out of whatever you want it to be out of. It say it is not irritable or resentful. Okay, love is not irritable. I want to talk about that on tonight. When a person says, I love you, or when somebody say they have love for you, but then still be sideways towards you, still don't show it. You know, that's like a figment of your imagination. If you're going to say you love somebody, how can you hurt them? How can you talk down on them? How can you not do the things that you're supposed to do for them as a family? How can you not just be all in there? How can you not show them love? How can you not show love to a person that you say you love? How can you not show them care? How can you not give them comfort? That's what we were talking about earlier at my grandmother's house. We had a situation to where you go in, like with families, you know what I'm saying? If you go in and you cook or something, just like my cousin them, like, well, not, I'm not going to just put people on the spot, but just like families, if you have a family and you go over their house, if you knock on their door and they don't open the door for you, then how can you consider that person your family? That's not your family. If I can go to somebody that I was born with, that's my bloodline. If I go to their door and I knock on their door, if they don't let me in, then that's not showing love. God didn't make us like that. He didn't want us to not open the door for your family. What is that saying? It's telling you right there in the Bible, if you don't show love, then you don't get nothing out of nothing. I mean, it's like everything ceases to exist. You can have all the money in the world, but, I mean, if you don't have love or if you don't show love, that's crazy. Just like I was talking to one of my friends the other day, Texas T, he was saying, if a person don't have something and you sitting up with a whole lot of it, you might as well just go on and give it to them so that they won't steal it from you. And I understand him on that. That's not saying to just let everybody just, like, eat off of you or nothing like that. But It's the principle, if you have it, why not just share? Why keep it all for yourself? Who does that? Like, where they do that at? I'm not understanding how you can do that. How can you sit up with plenty and don't give anybody anything? How can you just do that? I don't see where a person can do that at. I'm not understanding how you can just be that way. People, I didn't know people was that way. If you can be that way, then what is that saying for you? What is that saying to you? That's saying that you're hateful. And God don't like you to be hateful. He wants you to show love. It tells you he wants you to love everyone. It tells you that he wants you to like everybody. It don't tell you to be just messy and hateful. Who does that? Nobody wants to be that way. You're not supposed to be that way. It teaches you that in the Bible. It says it right here in the Bible. Then people, you're supposed to show love no matter what. Like he was saying, I do believe in it. I feel like what he was saying was true. If you have something and a person don't have it and they're sitting among you, you're supposed to give it to them. You're supposed to share. If you don't share it, then where are they going to get it from? That's just like a baby. When you first born, a baby, you have to teach them how to walk. You have to teach them how to talk. You have to teach them how to do everything. That's just like these lost people in the streets. You see little kids out here, instead of talking bad about them, do something to help them. Do something to encourage them. Do something to show them. It don't have to be their parents. It can be anybody. It don't have to necessarily be their parents because you want something to go a certain way. It can be anything. It can be everybody. It can be coming from anybody. Everybody has to learn something from somebody. You cannot get anywhere in life without just doing something. You know, you have to show love no matter what. I mean, it doesn't matter where it comes from. If you see a child, like if I see a kid outside and they're doing something wrong, I'm going to talk to them. I'm going to say something. I'm not going to worry about what their parents are going to say. I'm not going to worry about if Bobby Sue down the street going to get mad or if they're going to try to fight me. They say, don't talk to people nowadays because if you talk to people, their mom and them going to get mad. Their dad and them going to get mad. I don't care who's going to get mad, whoever they is. If they get mad, so what? They wasn't there. Where were you at when all this was going on? You wasn't there. You didn't do nothing to help them. So don't talk about them. If you're going to talk about them, you just like them. You might as well just go and, you know, do nothing. That's just like it says in the Bible. If you do nothing, you are held accountable, too. If you know something and you don't do something when a person is asking you for something, you don't do nothing. You are held accountable for whatever you don't teach a person. If you have knowledge of something and you don't share that, God is looking at you. And no matter how you try to hide it, he sees everything. So if you try to hide it, he knows and he sees everything. You can't hide anything from our Heavenly Father. And with me knowing just that within itself, I can't go every day living, not helping somebody do something. Just like I encourage people to call in on a radio show, and some people won't call in just because they hateful. They mad because I have a radio show. And I'm like, it's not my radio show. It's for everybody. It's for everybody to call in and talk and share what they done been through. But, I mean, I can't make you do it. Like I said, you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make them drink. That's just like in life. You can ask people to do things over and over again. I told one lady one day, I said, when they was getting ready to go to the women's conference, I said, well, hey, I'm going to stop asking them to come to church. I'm going to stop asking them to go to women's conferences and stuff like that. They said, no, you don't stop asking because if God is putting it, if God has told you to do these things, and if you don't do it, then you're going to be less than a person. God is looking at you. If you're not inviting them, you just be there. You just stay encouraged. You do something. You show them, and maybe they'll just get on a good foot. That's just like if you marry a man and he's not in Christ and he don't believe in God. If you don't believe in God, that don't mean that you don't believe in God. That don't mean you stop believing. You're supposed to stand on it. You're supposed to keep on going no matter what. You're supposed to always thank him and just be thankful that he is God and he is loving. He is the one who's showing you and giving you everything. He woke you up this morning. And if you keep doing it, she explained to me, you have to keep doing it, really, because if you don't keep doing it, then, I mean, if you even just touch one person, if you encourage one person to do something positive, you've done your part. I mean, and God is going to reward you with that. He's going to make sure that you get a reward for that. I mean, and you don't even do stuff wrong rewards. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good to just do stuff just because you want, you know, you just want to do it. If you're not doing it wholeheartedly, you're not going to get nothing out of it anyway. And that's another thing. When you do stuff for people, you're supposed to do it wholeheartedly. You're not supposed to do it with a a thought that you're gonna get something back, because sometimes you don't get some, you don't get stuff back sometimes when you do stuff. You're supposed to just do it, and God is watching you, so you'll get something back from it, even if you just, you get something back from it anyway by just giving and seeing it happen, seeing things happening, knowing that you done that, you know, and God is watching it, so you're going to get your reward at the end of the day. I have a caller online. Hello, caller at 5441. Can you say hello today?
What?
I said, can you say hello on today?
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm on and I'm talking about showing love and how you're supposed to give love no matter what. It says if you speak in the tongues of men and angels but have not love, it's like I am a noisy gong of a clanging cymbal. And it's basically saying, if you can be anything you want to do, you can have everything in the world, and if you don't have love, then it's just like having nothing. And it says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. That means you can't control. Like, you can't go and say something has to be this way because I said I wanted to be this way, and it is not irritable or resentful. What do you think about that?
True.
Yeah, and I went on into talking about how love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endure all things. I was talking about, like, if you have a family and you have it teaches you in the Bible where it says, hold on, I want to go back to it because I have a call online. It says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but if anybody does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. That means does not provide for his relatives, and especially the people that lives with them. That means, like, you worse than a person that don't even go to church or a person that don't even pray. You can say that you're a Christian all day long, but if you don't provide for your family members and stuff like that, it teaches you in the Bible that if you don't provide for those people that's within your household, you might as well just give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't show love, then you might as well give up. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's the way to go, or you? What is your outlook on that?
Oh, yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah. I understand. And I appreciate you for agreeing with me. It's basically saying that no matter what you do in life, if you don't provide for those people, it's saying that you might as well give up. Because, I mean, you held accountable for anything that you come into contact with. God knows what he knows what your mind is thinking. He knows what he's taught you. So even if you try to hide it by being foolish or being, it's like he's going to hold you responsible for not doing it. You know what I'm saying? Do you agree
right.
or disagree on that?
I agree.
And it says, we love because he first loved us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. And that's self-explanatory, point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, what do you think about in Ephesians where it talks about husbands and wives, where it says, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28, where it says, in the same way husbands should love their wives as their own bodies, he who loves his wife loves himself.
Yeah, that's the truth.
What do you get from that?
I get that he that loves his wife loves himself. Should love, they should be love equal.
A man should love his wife as he loves his own body. That's like if you in a relationship
exactly.
with somebody. If you in a relationship with somebody, you know how people sometimes try to make fun of it, be like, no, I'm not going to do this or that for this person because that's not me, or like I ain't got to do this because it's not my responsibility to do that. It teaches you in the Bible that yes, that is your responsibility. If that person is your husband or your wife, or if you're in a relationship with that person, you're supposed to do the things that you would do for your own self, for that same, for the other people too. You're supposed to share
yeah.
and care. That's what gospel and the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you agree on that. Do you have anything that's on your mind on tonight that you would like to speak about?
No.
No? You just called in because you just called in because you decided to call free talk?
Yep.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. I'm glad that you did call in because I have somebody to talk to. I've been talking for a long time and talking about what God loves and how he
all right,
why, you know, today is Christmas Day. And, you know, I was talking about how, like some people are so hateful that they won't even, like I do this talk show and I invite people to call and stuff. Like some people won't even call in because they feel like, They hurt me by not calling, or they're doing something by not calling in. And like when I do, like as far as like I was talking about when I invite people to go to the women's conferences or encouraging people to do stuff positive. I know that you probably invite people to do stuff positive too. Like if they tell you if you invite people to go somewhere or do something with you and they don't do it, you're not supposed to stop asking. You're still supposed to ask because like one lady told me, she said, if you don't ask them, then you're held accountable for that. Like, even if you touch one person, you're supposed to still do it because you know what to do and you know right from wrong, and you're held accountable for anything that you're supposed to do. Like, if a person is hurting outside, a kid is, like, if you see a young kid outside and they're doing something wrong, like, a lot of people are steer away from, like, telling them the right thing to do. They'll talk about it and won't even try to encourage them to just go and do the right thing. Instead of telling them, hey, you're supposed to be doing this, you know, they'll talk about it instead of just saying, you know, instead of steering them in the right direction, allowing them, you know, because some kids might not know, you know what I'm saying? And some parents might not care, you know? And at what point do you step in and try to do the right thing? Like, some people just talk about it or talk down on them instead of just telling them, you know, hey, baby, you're supposed to be doing this right. What you're doing is wrong, you know? You get what I'm saying? Do you agree with that? Or what is your answer on that?
I agree with it.
Like, what is your outlook on that? What would you say, like, a person that's listening, like, how would you go about telling them, hey, you're supposed to, like, guide them into that? Like, I know I'm saying it. Like, what would your outlook if you see
like,
a person?
Like you just said it. Like you just said it. Like,
okay.
I'm driving, so I can't just be communicating like that.
So, okay, that's fine. I have a new caller online at 8728. How are you on tonight?
I'm good.
You're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just on right now talking about life and how you're supposed to love one another and how you're held how you're held accountable if you don't.
I just passed up two to them streets.
We're talking about how you're held accountable if you don't share the knowledge that you know. And like God teaches us that if you don't show love to like your family members or your friends, then you might as well be just judged as an unbeliever yourself. Like it teaches you in the Bible. It teaches you in the Bible that if you don't just do what you're supposed to do, like, say, for instance, hold on, let me read the Bible because I want to go back to the Bible verse because you wasn't on when I read that. Where it says, hold on, let me tell you what it says. Hold on, I want to tell you what it says. It says,
yeah.
But if anyone does not provide for his relatives and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and it's worse than unbeliever. Do you believe that that's true or false?
Your phone breaking up. I can hear it.
I said, hold on just a second. I said, it says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, it says, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
True. That's just like what you said, an undivided household won't stand.
You said just like an undivided household won't sing?
True. Very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah, and it teaches
division,
you.
I just like a lot of churches. A lot of women go to church, but their husbands don't. But the women, the men that's at the church, the women pretty much run the church. You see what I'm saying? So, the man's supposed to be ahead of everything. But if they don't order that through the man, you know what I'm saying, the woman's supposed to be the follower. But also, she got to bring her own structure, too, to make everything come apart. You know what I'm saying? But see, I say this. Hold on. I'm going to say something, Randy. I'm going to say something, because I know I've been slacking in a lot of this stuff lately. So I'm going to say this. You know, you got some preachers that believe a woman not supposed to be a preacher. Right?
Okay.
Now I'm going to say this.
Okay.
Anybody can do anything that's possible. You know what I'm saying? Like my cousin wife. My cousin wife is prophetess Monica Moody. Nobody ain't said this because, you know what I'm saying, you got one person say one thing. Anybody should be able to do anything they want to. You feel what I'm saying? If you know it, talk about it. That's how I am about it with anything I say. A lot of people look at stuff and say, man, this nigga can't do this nigga can't do that. You always remember when I tell you, when I say something, you can take it to the bank. Am I right or am I wrong?
You said that. You can take it to the bank and cash it because you said what you're saying is going to be the truth. And you're not going to sugarcoat anything. You're going to say it and you're going to give it to a raw and uncut, and I appreciate that.
You know what I'm saying? But here goes my thing. Now, if something come back backwards, it's because the other party that I put the effort in, they didn't. But I'm still spinning my wheels until I get it. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, you
anybody not come back accurate. See why I tell people all the time, I try to teach my kids this. When you talk to a person, I always stand firm in what you say. My mama always told me, if you believe in something, do it, no matter what the consequences are. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
So,
okay.
With that being said, is this. If you believe in anything, I say this, I always tell people all the time, man. If you believe in something, stand on it, no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you got something, you got to step out on faith. You know what I'm saying? Make it go into existence even before they end. Everything I do,
okay.
All my moves are calculated.
Okay, so you're basically saying if you believe in something, you're supposed to make it happen. You stand out on faith. You're saying, like, if you want something to happen, you're supposed to do it because you can't make something happen if you don't put it into existence, because, like, nothing comes to a dreamer but a dream.
But a dream. If you take one step, he tell you, you take one step, I'll take two. You see that thing called my footprints? God said, you did this, I carried you in my hand. But you wonder why it happened. All that you see with the footprint. But God carried you in his hand the whole time you walked. See the thing?
Yeah, you right about that. I agree with you on that.
So
basically, keep going.
No, go ahead, I'm going to let you talk.
No, I was saying, like, basically what you're saying is that God carries you. Like, you can't just sit there and be still. If you feel like something's supposed to go on, you're supposed to go ahead and do it. And you're supposed to step out on faith, and you're supposed to go for it with it.
You better be about your issue, baby.
You're saying, like, it's a consequence behind it. Huh?
There it is. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's a consequence behind every action, and no matter what you do, if you believe it's right, just go ahead and step out on faith, and then God will lead you the rest of the way. If his will is going to happen, and you can't just give up, you can't just sit still on it, you have to actually want it, and you have to believe in it in order for it to happen, because the closed mouth don't get fed, and you can't just say I want something and don't get up and make it move. You got to make it happen.
Now here goes something else I want you to do. And I know, you know what I'm saying, I want you to think about this here too, man. Excuse me, ready? Co-host of mine, me being your co-host. Let's put you this way. If you don't believe it, you can't achieve it. See what I'm saying? So with this being said is this. You got to think about everything that you do. You got to put things into action. You see what I'm saying? You got to sit down and think about it. God talks to us every day on an everyday basis. It might not be us he's talking to. He sent somebody to tell you exactly what he wants you to know. You say, man, I wonder how this going to happen. It might be sometime during the day. God going to send you that answer. Boom. If you faith when you believe in it, you don't know when it's coming. You see what I'm saying? And you say, how did this person know that I was thinking this here? That's how you do it. God is a good scientist. But see, nobody don't know this here because they don't want to pay attention to this. You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
See, like I tell people all the time, money that you can't see is money you need to be scared of. See what I'm saying? You be wondering, where this going to come from? But Lord, how am I going to get this? How am I going to get that? That's what God say. If you faithful to him, he going to bring you that situation. That's why it's always good to help people. See, I help people. They say, Doughboy is a good helper. Guess what? That's paying tithes.
You
say a lot of people don't know
tithes?
It like that. That's how you pay your tithes.
Okay.
Hold
on
a second. It ain't always financial.
I have another caller at 2151. Thank you for joining us on tonight. Say hello on Street Talk.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. I was gonna kind of interrupt dude and ask him what was he talking about, but I didn't want to be rude. But, yeah, I'm listening. Go ahead.
See, one thing about it, man, is this. This is what I tell people. When you put, it's like rolling, it's like a snowball. A snowball can be small in the beginning, but if you roll it, it's going to do what?
It's going to get bigger.
See what I'm saying? So if that was your plan, you start things off. It might, like you say, have the faith of a mustard seed. A mustard seed is very small. So what they tell you about him? Only you got to have a little bit of belief in it, and I'll work the rest of this out.
Yeah. I believe in that. I believe in that because it teaches you in the Bible that you have to have some form of faith in order for things to happen. But some people just feel like, no, some people, like, when you down yourself, that's why they tell you, don't down yourself so much, because when you down yourself, it's when you seem to not have nothing. And it tells you that you have to believe in something in order to have something. And why not believe in God? Why not believe that God has all power? Like my sister asked me today, she said, well, Sean, I think you're going crazy. She said, Reddy, you might be going crazy because you don't believe in God. She said, you might be a worshiper of the devil. I said, why would you say I'm a worshiper of the devil? She said, because I don't like to celebrate the holidays and stuff no more. She said, I'm listening to the Jehovah's Witness people and stuff like this. I said, no, I'm not listening to nobody. I'm gaining the knowledge for myself.
I'm glad that you said that. I just had that same situation a while ago. Now, I'm sitting in my house. I tell people I don't celebrate holidays. Oh, man, you crazy. This is that. You came on by, we were celebrating in the backyard. I say, you were celebrating. I don't. Holidays are man-made. Christmas is every day. You're supposed to reward your kids with something every day. It's not one day. You love them. You reward them when you want to reward them, when they do good deeds. They make good grades in school. You reward them with that.
Most of the time people celebrate holidays because, you know, it'd be like a tradition in their family, you know, at the same time.
Now, I can agree with you on that, but I'm going to tell you what. It has nothing to do with religions or nothing like that.
Right.
I'm like
people,
this.
You know what
I don't say,
hold
I,
on,
I'm agreeing.
Hold on, bro. Because some people, you know what I'm saying, some people were brought up being Jehovah Witnesses, and they ain't never celebrated holidays throughout their whole life. You know what I'm saying? Me, on the other hand, you know what I'm saying, I best have my mother and my father still do, you know what I'm saying? But I grew up celebrating holidays, birthday, Mother's Day, all that. So I don't know what it feels like to not celebrate.
I'm going to say it like this. Now I'm going to show you why I say this my way. My mama, stepmama was Jehovah's Witness, so I know the best of both worlds. My grandfather was a preacher for Church of the Living God. So it had nothing to do with me being studying with Jehovah's Witnesses. I do the same thing. Like she said, you got one thing I'm going to tell you about them. They do study things a different way. I never said I was a Jehovah's Witness. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying you said that. Hold up and show you something. I'm going back to what I just said about my last topic, about my family. Let me explain something to you. One thing about this is this. I don't have nothing to do with none of that stuff. Valentine's Day, I don't celebrate because my grandmama died on Valentine's Day. Christmas, my grandfather died 2 days after Christmas. See what I'm saying? And then I got a son, his birthday is Sunday. See what I'm saying? It had nothing to do with that. I still look at my own birthday. This is a date. I'd be glad to celebrate and hope the day go by. It ain't got to be nothing fancy. You see what I'm saying? I don't care about holidays. These are for my kids.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying on that, brother, because at the same time, I just lost a real close friend or family woman I knew all my life. Her name is Sims, and that's my niece's and nephew grandma. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she died. And she died on the 23rd. And right before that, my stepson that lived in Colorado, he got gunned down 4 o'clock in the morning on his way to work in Colorado just a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you know that was.
Sorry to hear about that, my man.
Yeah, it was a trip, but you know. I don't know, man.
Let me tell you something, man. I lost one of my good friends.
No, it's my first time calling in on something like this right here. I don't know. Well,
My good friends on my 18th birthday. I'll be 40, God said the same, this June 17th. My mama met him awkwardly because when she was going to school, she was friends with his mama. Let me show you how funny this is. His mama died June 17, 1984, in a plane crash. She was a stewardess. He died 10 years later, the same day. See what I'm saying? Dude, you come to my house, I don't look at my birthday the same. I go to my, you know, I used to go to the mall for myself and buy myself a gift. I tell my family they celebrate it.
You may need to get you some help because you got something, you know what I'm saying? You got some issues.
I'm not going to say it like that.
Because I got a brother that live in Colorado, and on his mama's birthday, every year, that nigga cry like a little baby. I lived in Denver eight years. And I ain't never known a nigga had did this shit, but that nigga cry.
We can't cuss on the street talk, but listen what I've been telling you. If he cry every time on her birthday, y'all should try to explain to him that just because she's gone doesn't mean that she doesn't live in him.
But yeah, you didn't let me finish telling the reason why he cried on her birthday. He cried on her birthday because his mama had. I think my auntie never got a chance to meet her. My auntie, she had pneumonia, and he opened the window or something. He cracked the window or something in her room or something, and she, you know what I'm saying, she got too cold. You know, Colorado get cold. And she
was real cold in Colorado. I done been down there.
You know.
I went down there for 3 days in 2011, and I know the air there ain't no joke.
I lived there 8 years, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Colorado ain't no joke. They got a place for you. Go on vacation, leave on probation.
Or we say same thing in the great state of Texas, baby. Same thing.
I'm sorry to hear all that, but what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with celebrating the holidays. And the Jehovah's people, they don't celebrate it because they feel like you're supposed to celebrate love and family every day of the year. Because God is love, and he want us to love one another. And it's not sad that they don't get to celebrate. I used to be still sad for them, right, because I didn't understand them, right? So I was like, okay, so on these holidays, what do y'all do? They said, we do the same thing y'all do. We cook food, and we still have family over, stuff like that. We just don't put a name on it. We don't make it like, you know, this specifically for this. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, people do it for tradition. I've been doing it for tradition for all my life. And then sometimes you don't get what you want. And that's hurtful. Like if you ask for something today and you expect something on that day and you don't get it, that's hurtful not to get it. So I feel like why not just teach your kids to give each other gifts no matter what and just show each other that you love them every day of the year, like even if it's once a month or something, you know, gather together, have some family time. That's what they do. You know, they share. I used to feel so bad. I say, well, if y'all don't get to party, y'all don't get to do nothing. And if you think about it, they get to do more than what we get to do. Like, I was raised Baptist, and they get to do more than what we do as Jehovah's Witnesses. They get to do way more than what we get to do anytime because they share a family. And I mean, stuff that they have is free. Like they don't charge you for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like most of the time, like say for instance, if you go out of town and you know that another witness lived there. You get to stay at their house for free and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's not saying like you're a bum or nothing, but it feels comforting. You might still get you a room or something, but even to know like if your car breaks down or something and you see another witness, they're going to pull over and they're going
to be like,
And that witness is a God. It's not because they're a cult or nothing. It's because they have the love of God, and they know that God is love, and they know that God will want to, if you were hurt or broke down, they know that you're supposed to love one another, so you're supposed to help one another. You know what I'm saying? So ain't that fulfilling to even just know that?
Yep. But some people don't know that, though. They don't know that. See, that's the thing. I'm morally that way. See, my granddaddy, both my grandfathers showed me the same thing. I'm more with it that way. And that's what a lot of people don't understand about me. I'm like this, man. I grew up with a bunch of Hispanics. I didn't grow up with too many black folks. I hung with them. I got black family. I consider the Hispanic people my family. When I go to, I'm talking about, ready to show you, anybody that know me. These people love me, you hear me? Love me like I'm one of their own.
Huh?
I ain't going to get anything I want from them at any given time. They daddy love me like a son. See what I'm saying? Don't treat me no different than none of these kids. His mama died the other day. I went to a funeral. When they see me, they should say, this grandmama died. I went to the funeral, and I treated the woman like you, my grandmama, too. You see what I'm saying? See, when you do stuff good to people, man, and one thing they tell you about, you got friends with Hispanic, you got friends for life. They going to love you no matter what. If they love you, they really cut for you, they going to fuck with you. But if you cross them, that's when you got the problems. Because they going to invite you into their house and treat you like one of their own. But if you do something disrespectful, say, man, you got to pay for it. Simple as that. But us being us, we greedy and grimy. We like to take everything from everybody. I wasn't raised like that. You know what I'm saying? I can't knock nobody for what they do, but I don't hang with them kind of people. If you wicked in some way, if I know you're a jacker, I can't deal with you. Because if you take something from somebody else, you'll take it from me. And if you take something that belongs to me, I'm going to take something that belongs to you. And I'm just going to be honest. You know what I'm saying? I'm like this. I work hard for everything that I want. I teach my kids.
Olden days, like an eye for an eye, right? That's basically what you're saying?
Nah, basically what I'm saying is like this here. I'm not saying that I'm going to steal something from you, but I'm going to let you know this like this here. I got to disassociate myself with you. See what I'm saying? My friendship with you is cut off now. If I see you disrespecting your mama, I don't want to be around you because I know if you disrespect your mama, you ain't no good for me. Sometimes I cuss and stuff in front of my mama, but my mama knows I got anger problems, and I have to ask God to forgive me for that. You feel what I'm saying? It don't be that mean that I be disrespectful, but at the same time, it's a part of disrespect. But I'm like this. I try to walk away from things, and I tell people all the time, man, if you love your mama, you only get one of them. You only get one daddy. You know what I'm saying? And if you disrespect toward them now, if I know you can't respect your parents, I know you ain't a good friend. That's just me simple.
You're right.
Point blank.
You're right. Because if you can disrespect your family, that's what I was just talking about. If you can disrespect your family, it teaches you in the Bible that you love your family. You're supposed to love your family regardless. And I mean, if you disrespect your family, what does that leave you to do with your friends? I mean, you couldn't be doing
Praise
something good for your friends, doing bad for your family.
That is. Some all up in one rap. You disrespect your family, you ain't good for nobody. Like I tell people, you still out of your own household to get to somebody else, and people work hard to get the stuff they got? Come on, man. I don't understand why people feel something. That's bad. You still out of your own house to do something for somebody else? That's a bad thing right there, man. Because guess what?
Yes,
you're taking away from that house.
You have some people that actually do that, and I find that heartbreaking because you're not supposed to steal from you're not supposed to bite the hand that feeds you at all. But some people do that. But then you find them same people that do that,
You have to forgive them because they sometimes they know not what they're doing. They're doing it out of ignorance, you know what I'm saying? And out of hatred, you know what I'm saying? That's what I was talking about tonight.
I'm going to say this here.
Go ahead.
My sister and them, man, you know what I'm saying, when I was doing what I was doing, my whole family, my sister be telling everybody, "Are you stealing from my brother? He didn't notice you." Yeah, I did. You stealing a whole bunch of money that I got to pay other people back. See what I'm saying?
So what? How did you feel when
you don't know whose money
came? Our sister stole from you. How was your heart after you found out your own sister was stealing from you?
I still love her. Like while ago, me and her just had an argument a minute ago. I still love her. No disrespect to her. You know what I'm saying? She's still my sister. But at the same time, I got to put all this money back that y'all stealing. You part in with your friends. You feel what I'm saying? That make me have to work that much harder. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's bad.
Even the same thing with my kids and their mamas. I know all their dirty secrets. They think they done something. I know the blind folk. I know too many niggas in these streets. These streets talk to me. I get the news like the news channel. You know this, Randy. I know a lot of people. You don't know where I know them from. But they always coming up to me. I get the news when I ain't even looking for it.
That's the messenger. That's how calm it is. That's how the world works. God sends you, like when somebody do something bad to you, He sends it right back to you, and He makes them suffer for it. He makes them pay for it. Especially if they know that they're going wrong, you know what I'm saying? He makes them pay for it. You don't even have to put your hands on them. They're going to pay for it. So that's why I tell people, I tell people be saying, you know how, like when you're younger, you don't know that. So you feel like, okay, I have to punish this person for doing something bad for me now. Let God punish him, because you don't have to put your hands on him or do not that stuff, because it's going to come back to him, and it's come back to him hard. And I mean, sometimes you don't even want it to come back to him hard, and you just supposed to pray to God and say, "God, please have mercy on that person's soul." If you love that person, say, "God, please have mercy on that person's soul," because they knew not what they was doing to me. You know what I'm saying?
And that's something you got to say.
Ask you, hey, I'm still with y'all. I got y'all on mute. I'm in my mama's house. I'm making me some food to go. That's why I'm quiet. But I hear what y'all saying, though. I'm going to comment in a minute. I've just got y'all on mute. Come making me a plate. I'll let y'all know.
Okay.
That's all.
Just appreciate you for calling in and listening, because each one teach one. That's what we're here for every Friday night. Each one teach one. We just appreciate you for just calling in and talking to us. I encourage everybody to call in and talk to us, because, I mean, we're here every Friday night.
Say, Red. We're almost at the point after January. We're gonna have a meeting at the church.
You talking about the street talk meeting?
Yeah, my church.
Okay,
we can do that.
We're gonna have a live one. Remember, I told you I was looking for a venue to do
it.
I'm proud.
It's at your
church. Where's your church located, Pierre?
On 2016 East Ledbetter.
Okay. Well, we have 1 minute left. We have about 90 seconds left on the show. I want to say I appreciate everybody for calling in the Street Talk on tonight. We've had a very good conversation, and I want to say that God is love, and I want to say happy holidays to you all that do celebrate holidays. I understand that it's traditional for a lot of people, and just don't find yourself not just loving one another on the holidays and not just sharing and coming around to see your family on holidays. Try to get in. I encourage everybody to get in and at least see your family. You were born that way. God gave you a family. That's the reason we ask here. He have us born into a family where we can ask for help. And don't feel like just because the person is your family, try not to talk about bad things when you're around family, because sometimes it's
different
ways to try to come to you. And I encourage you all to just love tonight. And I want to say thank you all for calling. Please call again. Friday night, 8 o'clock, 9 p.m. I am your host, Miss Reddy. We're ready to sign off. Pierre, do you want to pray us out?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you as long as hard as we know. I ask each and every person that's on this phone, you have humbled to their heart, Father God. And as you give each and every one of us guidance until tonight and on to a safe and happy new year, Father God. Until next Friday, as we skip church to talk to each other, let each and every have a heart and have mercy and grace. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. Thank you all for calling Street Talk. Y'all call again next Friday from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock, 310-982-4126. Good night.
That was your little scam.
All right, good night.
Good night.